Okay, so now we're going to get into my favorite show. Well, not my favorite show, but like one of my favorite shows. And it's so funny that when I first watched this show was when me and you like vibed the most.
Yep.
Like that was like, yes, this is my bitch. Everything. Okay, we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race. I watched, for the first time, I watched the show at the finale, this season 9 finale. And then the next day I went into work. It was a Saturday. Full drag. Blue out to like my fucking eyebrows. Like I was full RuPaul drag. And John was like, what the fuck?
In a good way.
In a great way. Like I'm living.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, this is why we're friends. So we're going to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race real not real quick.
Well, that was the day I think I gave you your drag name too.
No.
No.
You gave me my drag name on my last day.
Okay. Shea Butter, by the way.
Shea Butter. Come see me. I'm smooth.
Touch all of the skin, mommy.
I literally can't. So, RuPaul's Drag Race, when did you start watching?
Oof, okay, so...
How long have you been watching?
I started watching it when season 4 was on TV. So, that was, what, 2012? 2011? Something like that.
It's season 4?
Season 4 was Sharon. Sharon won season 4.
Okay, got it.
And then I went back and I watched 3, 2, and 1, obviously. And then I've just been hooked. Legendary children. Like, I literally take all of my like references in life are from RuPaul's Drag Race. Like,
it's Water Off a Duck's Back.
Yeah.
Water Off a Duck's Back. I changed my bio to Water Off
a
Duck's
Back. No, you didn't.
Yes, I fucking did, because I live. Okay, just to stay on Water Off a Duck's Back, Jinx Monsoon might be my favorite. Like, I'm not even kidding you.
Seattle's premier narcoleptic drag queen.
I love her. Like, she was so funny, and I didn't even start to like her until like the end.
Yeah, see, she tripped up my bitch Alaska. We'll get into all that. But Water Off a Duck's Back, I've been saying that recently too.
That's my shit.
Because the new Bear Pro liquid waterproof, well, water resistant foundation, the 24-hour wear, when I show it to clients, it like when you put water on it, it pills up and you can just like turn your hand over and it all falls off.
So
and I'm like, and I literally, I'm like, yo, it's like water off a duck's back and no one gets it but me. And I just laugh in my head. Like,
that's the best thing.
All these like 50-year-old straight moms. I'm like, look at this. It's like water off a duck's back. And they're like, yeah.
They're like, okay, this boy needs Jesus. Yeah. He needs it. So let's dabble into your favorites. Do you want to do top five? Do you want to do your top five of all time?
We can.
Or no, let's do top. I have too many favorites.
I do too.
So you want to do top? I have my top 10 written down.
You have them written down?
Yeah.
I have mine too.
If you want, if we want to do top five, I can probably slice it down. But I want to hear your top 10 before.
All right.
Because we both have ours. You have yours written, right?
Oh, yeah. It's in my wallet. Hold on. Let me get it out. I keep it with me. This is me reaching into my wallet and pulling out a crumpled piece of paper.
No, he's literally pulling out a piece of paper. Drag Race notes written.
So, okay.
Okay.
So I would say this is hard for me. Like my top two is top three is really difficult. I would say top two, Raja and Alaska. Like they're my top two bitches. Raja is a supermodel, but she's also hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I fucked with Raja.
You have a lot of opinions about Alaska.
You know, you talked her up to me so much that I felt like my expectations were so high. Mm. If you didn't, I feel like I would have loved her more, but
right.
I was expecting someone more put together. Like, Alaska's a hot, hot ass mess. That bitch, hi, is a hot mess. Okay? You were like, she's so tall, she's so beautiful, she's got this, she's done. So I was like, yes, that sounds like my bitch.
Anus.
So I just wrote anus. I can't. I mean, she's funny. She is fucking funny.
So I like literally follow Alaska around. Like when she performs in New York City, I buy VIP greet and meet tickets.
Oh yeah, tell us about that time that you wore the fish.
Yes. So I wore this shirt. I went to a thrift store and I bought this like old man like fisherman shirt, and it just had like different kinds of fish on it. And I meet Alaska and we're in the back and I'm like, look, Alaska, I could surf fish too, bitch. And she's like, I need a dress made out of that. I'm like, I know. And going in, I took my business card out because I wanted to be friends with her so much. And I wrote on the back of my business card, I was like, how can I tempt this bitch to be my friend? So I wrote on the back, I was like, call me for a good time. And I gave her my business card.
And did she call you?
No, I'm so pissed.
She's like, this is that guy, that fish, that fish shark guy. Like, and she talks like that too.
I just landed like fresh tilapia. Gia Gunn.
I can't stand her.
Feeling like pussy, feeling like cunt?
I can't. She might be on my least faves.
She's a woman now.
I know, I heard.
She's transitioning.
I heard, and that's good for her.
I'm happy for her.
I'm happy for her too, but can you, that's another thing I want to touch on. Can you be trans and drag?
Yeah, why not? In my opinion.
Yeah? So, is that frowned upon? Like, what is, how does that work? I think it just
confuses straight people, if nothing else.
I'm straight and it's confusing.
Right. So I think it's one of those things where straight people are like, fuck. Like, you try to delineate. They're like, okay, they're not transgender. They're like performing a character, but like are now transgender. So it like really puts this like zap on people. Mm-hmm. But I think that like in my mind, the big delineation, I mean, Gia Gunn's probably not a great example because I think her character is who she is in real life. But I think that a lot of it is performance art. You know what I mean? Like so much of like getting into that gear and getting into all of that like persona isn't just a day-to-day thing. You know, like, yes, all these bitches on Drag Race are extra. Yes, a lot of the queens I've met throughout my life are extra. But like, it's a character when you get on stage, you know?
Hers is her.
I think hers is her. So I think that
isn't
one is.
Isn't it the same with Raja though?
No. No. Sultan?
I feel like she's so fierce in and out of drag.
That's true. She is just super fierce. But you know Raja was Madonna's makeup artist?
I thought I heard something like that.
It's like she was like either Madonna or some bitch. Like she's done like some really big time people. Some really big time people. Raja's no joke.
I love Raja. Raja's on my top. Keep going with your top.
All right. So the top.
You have Raja Alaska.
Raja Alaska. So now it comes into like that like next level for me of like.
So they're your tippy top.
They're my tippy
they're
top.
They're top tier.
They're my tippy top. Then I would say it's like Adore Delano.
Love Adore.
Another hot mess.
You love those hot messes, but I fucking love her.
I love Adore. I know you haven't watched All Stars 2.
But is she in it?
She is. The All Stars 2 cast is so bomb.
Does she win?
No. The All Stars 2 cast.
Alaska wins season 2. Bomb. Right? I know.
So then we have like Adore, Alyssa, Bianca.
Yes.
Manila Luzon.
Who's that?
Season 2. I know you haven't gotten.
No, I'm not even going to go back that far.
Raven is in that same. Area. And then, I mean, like, after that, like, I would say the next tier down, like, Katia and Bob. I love Katia and Bob so much from season 8. But that's probably really it. I mean,
really?
I mean, like, Latrice Royale is up there for me, for sure. Funky, a chunky.
Oh, she was the one. Oh, I think I watched a YouTube video with her. She was season 5 or 6, 7.
I think she was four, Latrice.
Oh, maybe.
She was with Sharon, I think.
She was, yes. Okay, then, yeah. She was in the video I just watched. Okay, you want to hear mine?
Yes, please.
In no particular order.
Okay, all right, good.
These are just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I only have 9. Okay, fuck it. Top 9.
I'm your
10th. Fucking weird. Yeah, you're my 10th. Okay, Jinx. Jinx Monsoon. Water off a duck's back. Fucking love that bitch. She gave me all the feels. Like, she's weird.
She's weird.
I think I like weird ones. Because yeah. I think I have a lot of weird ones on here that more than you have.
Okay.
Alyssa.
Love Edwards. Alyssa. I still can't do that.
I can't do it. I can't. I try. And that face.
This is Alyssa's secret.
She is extra, like.
One of my all-time RuPaul's Drag Race favorite fucking quotes is, look how orange you are, girl.
To Coco. That was the best. Detox. I love Detox. I'm really surprised she wasn't on your list.
She is the one drag queen that makes me feel so many things. I love her and hate her. She's like my like ex-boyfriend who keeps calling me kind of thing where it's like, yes, like we have really good sex, but you also take me to shitty places for dinner.
I love where you just went with that.
Like, that's Detox
in
my mind.
I can see that, though, I guess. Aw. Well, next is Raja. We talked.
Yes.
Adore. I love. Ben de la Creme. And I'm going to stand by this till the day I fucking die. Ben de la Creme is slept on. And I'm really sick of it, okay?
She's in my least favorites, bro.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I love Ben de la Creme. I don't know why. She's so cute. And the fucking Snatch Game, bitch, was dying.
Yeah.
I was dead.
You gotta how give can her you not? No, how you can you give not? Her so much props
oh,
for that.
Oh, my God. She won me over. I was like, yes.
So I know you've watched all the seasons or most of the seasons now. When you, and I don't know if you picked up on this, when Rue goes into the workroom and he's talking to them before a challenge and he goes up to them, he's like, so what are you doing? Like, blah, 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 blah for this challenge. And then he starts to go,
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's
what
that's he's
him
like,
always being like, nah.
Nah, that shit is going to be whack.
And that's what he did to Bendela before. He was like, can you do an English accent? And he's like, I don't know. And Rue's like, uh-huh. And like going
but then
in.
He pulled it the fuck out. So I'm waiting for everyone to wake up and be like, yes, Bendela Crom. But I feel like nobody's saying that. So I feel like it might just be me. Next is Alaska. Okay, I like Alaska. Yes. I'm not gonna say I don't, but I have the same relationship with Alaska that you have with Detox.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I love you, but I fucking hate you kind of thing. Next, I have Sharon Needles.
I forgot her off my
list. I'm really surprised that you didn't have Sharon
Needles.
She's
one of my absolute favorites.
Okay, all right. There you go. Bring it back.
She would probably be up there on, like, the top three, too, with Raja and Alaska.
I'm kind of upset I have no black queens on here. Not one. But I love Peppermint. So let me throw Peppermint in there.
I have Bob.
You have Bob. And you have Latrice.
I have Latrice, and I mean, I have some Hispanic bitches. Like, I'm not an all white drag queen.
I'm all white drag, like strictly white drag queens. Sorry, I left off. I'm sorry. I haven't seen one that I really like that much, besides maybe Bob, but
Bob's
and
good.
And Latrice, but I didn't watch her season, so that's probably why I don't have her.
I've met Bob as well. I met Bob.
And what do you think?
He's cool. He's really cool.
I didn't put anybody actually from season 9 because I do love Shea Coulee. I do love Peppermint.
Yeah.
But my last is going to be Sasha Velour.
Oh.
Because she's fucking fierce as fuck. And I've watched that fucking. Ugh. I've watched that fucking. What do they call it? The Sing for Your Life?
Lip Sync for Your Life.
Lip Sync for Your Life. With her, the finale one, like 10 times at least. Love. She kills it every fucking time. I can't. If you haven't watched it, just look it up.
Yeah.
Look up Sasha Velour. Season 9 finale. I don't know what you have to type in, but type in that. You're going to literally shit yourself.
It's breathtaking.
Like, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, oh.
I can't think of a better artist, not like a makeup artist, right? Like, Miss Fame is probably the greatest makeup artist they had from, like, a beauty perspective or whatever. But I think that from a social commentary, like, persona aspect,
mm-hmm.
I think Sasha Velour might win. She is so intelligent. The looks that she would turn out are so put together. And she always had some kind of, like, you can just see her wheel spinning in her head. You know, I thought she was so smart.
Like, everything she had was calculated. She knew exactly what she was going to do every time. And she never had a lip sync for her life in the entire season, right?
No.
Yeah. So, there you go right there. But can we, let's dial back onto season 9 real quick because that's the one that I was like first watched. So I want to talk about top 4, I guess. Trinity, Shea Coulee, mm-hmm. Peppermint, mm-hmm. and Sasha.
Yes.
Who was your favorite out of those? Like, who did you think was going to win? Sasha?
Okay, so going into like week, like maybe like the top 6, I thought it was going to be Shea Coulee.
Yeah?
I did. But then once like 2 weeks after, or maybe even a week after, I was like, Sasha's got that shit locked up. Once they did those looks on the runway, those last like 4 looks. Do you remember mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's when I was like, Sasha Velour's got this shit locked up.
I felt like I had Peppermint the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. I had Peppermint. I loved her. I was like, yes. She works it. And plus, isn't she like transitioning?
She is trans, yeah.
And that just gave, I don't know, for me, watching that as my first season, like, gave it a leg up. I was like, she is so femme. She's more femme than me.
Right,
like, she's literally, like, a queen. Like, I fucking love her. But then watching the finale and seeing Sasha, I was like, damn, that bitch got it. But a Trinity, the tuck? What? The fuck? What the fuck is a tuck? Like, I can't with her. She is, body yaddy yaddy.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
kills.
Girl. Body yaddy yaddy is corny act all day, every day. But I don't know, man. I was never on the Trinity the Tuck trailer.
I could have got on it, but she was a mess though.
I thought that the top four of the season was weak, but I thought Sasha ended up being pretty strong winner. Like, if you look back at all the winners throughout the seasons, I would say she was a pretty strong one.
Oh, yeah. Compared to who won season seven? Who won season seven?
Ah, this is a tough one because nobody fucking remembers her. It's Violet Chachki.
Okay.
People always forget
Violet.
I wasn't
expecting that. I went back and watched all the Snatch games because I wanted to get ready for a Snatch game. Expose, if you may. And I really wouldn't have pegged her for the winner. Mm-mm. What? Mm-hmm. Because just let's go back and let's go into Snatch Game now. In all the Snatch games, season seven was my favorite. Season seven was my favorite Snatch game. Do you want to know who was in it?
Bob. No, Bob was eight.
No. It was Ginger Minj.
Yep.
Kennedy.
Yep.
Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was in that? Who was the one who did Alyssa Edwards? What's her name? What the fuck is her name?
Wait, was Katya season seven or eight? Seven.
Was she?
Wait, now I'm confused. Hold Katya, if you're listening, tell us what season you were on. Hold on, we're looking to see.
I have to see.
Drag Race.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. I have it right here. Season 7 was definitely my favorite, though, because they did Adele, Little Richard, Alyssa Edwards, Raven, Raven Simone, I mean.
That's
Sharon Needles, Big Ange, Susie Orman, Donatella Versace. Like, that one had me literally, bro, I was crying. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing. Like, I was laughing so hard. Okay, wait. Season 6 or season 5 was Alaska and Jinx and those hot messes. Then the next one was Ben Delacreme and those people. Okay, then season 7 was Ginger Minj, Kennedy. Katya was Susie Orman.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl was Big Ange. Violet Chachki was Alyssa Edwards, which I can't believe she won the season. That's, and then Miss Fame was Donatella Versace. And then Jaden Diori Fierce.
Diori Fierce, yeah.
Was Raven Simone. And then Max was Sharon Needles.
Yeah, I was okay with that season. I mean, like, I loved
Katya. That Snatch Game. What do you think about
that? That Snatch Game was great. I mean,
What's your favorite?
My favorite Snatch Game performance?
Mm-hmm.
It's so tough.
You want to go season by season?
Bianca Del Rio's Judge Judy was so fucking good. I think that was an all-time great for sure. I want to say season 2 of All Stars had a great Snatch Game. Yeah, because Katya in that one was, what was her name? Bjork.
Yeah.
It was so funny. She was like, she would just get on there and she would have this crazy accent, which I'm not going to try, but she would just like make bird noises. She'd be like, and just like look like really like weird. And that was like all she would do. And it just landed so well every time. But it was just like Snatch Game Legends, you know? It was like legendary Snatch Game.
Oh, man. I need to watch
We'll watch that Snatch Game after
I need we're done. To. I need to see All Stars. I need to see All Stars 1 and All Stars 2.
You should see 1, obviously, just because it has all like season 1 and 2 bitches that you haven't seen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So I can get like introduced into them.
Like Manila Luzon is in it.
Yeah.
Who's one of my faves. She's great. Yeah. But good. Go through your list here.
Okay. Season 2, Snatch Game. Fave. Was Tatiana as Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I was dying. What did she say about her husband or something? Oh, my God. She said something. It was so funny. It really sounded like Britney Spears. I was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
And they set it off, right? That was the first season they did Snatch Game. So that was like,
yes.
What? I was dying. Okay, season 3, Raja as Tyra.
Oh, my God. Like.
I was like, yes.
That's why Raja's so dynamic, is she has the looks down,
mm-hmm.
she has the attitude, but she's also so fucking funny.
She was really funny.
Like, she's so put together, but also a comedian.
Is she really a comedian, though?
No, but, like, it's, like, that combination of, like, just so rare. Like, you're just, like, the rarest, like, holographic Pokemon card that I would have ever got. You just, like, pull that Charizard, and you, like, freak the fuck out. Yep, that happened.
Never thought that reference was going to come out for Drag Race. But, I mean, I hear you. I hear you 100%. Do you agree? Season 3, Raja is Tyra, or do you?
I do. Else? Do you have the list of who else was? Because I can't think of like who else was in each one. You know what I mean?
I'm so clearly ill prepared. Season 3 was, I'll tell you everybody. It was Stacey Lane.
Oh, God.
Matthews as Monique.
Oh, God. That was.
Alexis Mateo as Alicia Keys. She sucked.
Yep.
Raja is Tyra Banks. Carmen Carrera as Jennifer Lopez. Mm-mm. Sucked.
Yep.
Manila Luzon. Imelda Marcos, the one with the Mabuhay, shoes.
Mabuhay,
shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, the shoes. Shangela as Tina Turner. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yara Sophia as Amy Winehouse. That sucked.
Yep.
And Delta Work as Cher. That sucked. Wait, Mariah as Joan Crawford. Sucked.
Sucked. I'm
That's why I gave it to Raja, because that was she was the only funny.
Raja was good, but I want to say Stacey Lane Matthews as Monique was pretty funny.
Yeah, she was good.
Right with the chicken, like
Precious in the back. Precious, give me some chicken. Yeah. That was funny.
Didn't she win that episode? I didn't.
I only saw like.
Oh, you only watched.
I didn't watch like the whole.
I want to say she won that.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, season 4. This shit was funny.
Okay.
Chad Michaels as Cher. Do I need to say more? Like that was my favorite. That's who I had winning.
She was body snatching that day. I didn't even know if it was Cher or not.
I literally thought it was Cher. Right. I was like, they have Cher on this show? And isn't Chad Michaels like an actual Cher impersonator too?
Yes.
So he killed it. I was literally dead on the floor. I was like, the voice, the face, the hair pieces.
The thing that's so crazy about that too is he hard committed. Bitch went and got plastic surgery to look like Cher.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
But without beat face, he doesn't look like Cher.
No, but he's so smart because he figured out how to do it. When he beats his face.
Yeah. Like got the cheekbones raised high enough that it's not weird, but when he doesn't makeup, it shows.
Mm-hmm.
I have mad respect. Okay, so other than Chad that season was Sharon Needles as Michelle Visage.
That was funny. That has one of my she had one of my all-time favorite quotes in that one too, when she's like, she's like,
we had the bat on 83rd Street.
Yeah. That she's one. Like, we were on up as down as in Candy Corn's room. Like, that was good. I say that all the time. I'm like, yep.
Did
he
really
on,
say that?
Yeah,
though?
I was on up as down as in Candy Corn's.
No, did Rue ever say that?
No, though? No.
Oh,
I don't,
okay.
Yeah,
I was like,
no.
I was like, that would be really fucking funny if he actually said that. And yeah. But that's funny. Willem as Jessica Simpson.
That was bad, wasn't it?
Not memorable at all. That was not good. Dita Ritz as Wendy Williams.
Dita Ritz had one of the greatest lip syncs of your life ever.
Really? Against who?
I don't even remember because I was so focused on her. We'll watch that later too.
Did she win? Obviously. Probably, right?
That one? Yeah.
Jiggly Caliente.
That's Snooki.
That's Snooki.
Snooki want a smush.
Okay. She went too far with that.
Yeah, way too far.
Latrice Royale as Aretha Franklin.
That was like, you know, that was like your super average Drag Race performance.
Yeah.
Where it's like, or I'm sorry, Snatch Game performance, where it's like you just got by, like you got a C+, like
yeah.
It wasn't terrible.
Like you did something safe.
Yes.
Like
yes.
She could have gone somewhere else with that one, but yep. Fifi O'Hara, Lady Gaga. I was disappointed. I'm sorry. I was really disappointed. I was like, really, bitch? Does she ever seen Lady Gaga? Like, what the fuck? Was not good.
I hated Fifi O'Hara in season 4.
The whole time?
I hated her. But that bitch rose from the grave like 3 days after. She pulled the Jesus H. Christ because by the time she was on All-Stars season 2, she was kind of slayed.
Yeah?
Change up her whole look. You'll have to check that shit out too.
I'll have to check that out. But she looks pretty snatched here, but Milan as Diana Ross.
Oh, God. She was another tragedy.
And Kenya Michaels as Beyonce, which I was disgraced to Beyonce. People need to stop. They need to stop. They need to take Beyonce out of the Snatch Game lineup because they can't be doing
because
that to
her. Because
they
can't do it.
They can't be doing that to her. They can't do it. Nobody can do it. And they do it as like a safe. Like
yeah.
But it's not safe
it's not
because
safe
you're
at all.
Not killing it. And I feel like nobody can really impersonate Beyonce.
Kind of hard to make Beyonce funny.
Because Beyonce's not funny. Beyonce is Beyonce.
Right.
Unless you're just going to be perfection.
Right. Like, that's the whole part of Snatch Game, though, is you need to be fucking funny.
I can't.
I mean, the only thing I could see that you can make it funny is if you, like, kept talking about the elevator and made jokes about the elevator with Solange and Jay-Z in it.
That would be
like,
funny.
If you could somehow make that work, you know what I mean?
But even then, I feel like it would get old. Like, you have to think, okay, what would Beyonce do?
Right.
Beyonce would be a regular-ass bitch. Like, she's not funny,
no.
though. Like, that's she's perfect. She's slayed. She's everything. Right. But she's not funny. Right. And like, you have to do somebody that's funny or you that can't you even can parody make Beyonce. Funny. No, you can't.
I wake up every morning and I say, what would Beyonce do?
I don't.
It's words to live by.
She, you know what she would do? She would wake up and be Beyonce and she'd be perfect. She'd have a great fucking day. Like,
and she'd go to sleep and she'd still be fucking Beyonce.
Exactly. And then I wake up and I'm still Lila. So what the fuck? She doesn't work out. All right. Season 5. I have Jinx. Jinx as Little Edie was my winner.
Didn't
you have Alaska as Lady Bunny? I already know you.
No, really? No. Little Edie was better. It was smarter.
Thank you.
It was smarter. I'm not gonna lie
to you.
That's
my girl.
It was smarter. I love that performance. Listen.
With the magnifying glass, tears.
Tears.
Like, well, I remember.
Tears. I mean, listen. The anus line was pretty fucking classic, but it couldn't overcome. How smart that little Edie performance
and
was.
And I almost like put Alaska as my winner for this one just to make you happy. But then I was like, I can't.
No, don't.
Jinx is my bitch.
Yeah, don't back up.
So Alaska was Lady Bunny. Roxy Andrews was Tamar Braxton.
Get your life.
Get your life. Coco Montrese was Janet Jackson, which was pretty good. But
yeah, it was a little
not
creepy.
Funny.
No.
But she hit it on that J. Jolie. Girl. Taylor Swift. Girl, stop. Girl, stop. Has she ever seen Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Because she was not Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. Ivy Winters, don't say it.
You know I was about to do it. You know I was.
Don't fucking say it. It'll make me literally cry. I'll throw these headphones.
All right, all right, all right.
Ivy Winters was Marilyn Monroe, which I felt like was.
You can't do Marilyn. She's too iconic.
You can't. You can't make that funny.
Nope.
So then there was also Edwards as Katy Perry.
Also bad.
Like, really, bitch. Detox was Kesha.
Also bad.
Lanesha Sparks was Cecilia Cruz. She just doesn't speak English. So it's just like, I guess it works, but it's not.
And
the
outfit was miserable.
Oh my God. The wig? It's like a shake and go wig. Please, girl.
That was
life.
A bake and go wig, bitch. It looked, yeah, that shit looked crispy as fuck.
Yo, I think they put the winner at the top because everyone I have is at the top. So what season is this? Season 6, Ben De La Creme as Maggie Smith.
Yep.
My fave.
Yep.
That's my winner. I don't care what anybody says. Adore Delano as Anna Nicole Smith.
That was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good. I think Ben De La was better. Like the Twitter shit. I just wrote citrus. Like,
I didn't understand nearly any of the words that came out of your mouth.
Like, perfect. I did think Anna Nicole was good. Who else was on that one?
This was Bianca Del Rio as Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry, Bendela. I love that shit. That was so
that
good.
Was funny, but I felt like she started reading the other girls too much throughout the thing instead of, like, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what she does, so.
It's her thing.
Courtney Act. Fran Drescher. That was trash. That was trash. Uh-uh. Darian Lake. I want to talk about Darian Lake for a second.
Okay.
As Paula Deen. I want to talk about Darian Lake. She was like the fan favorite that season. Like, she was like picked, right, to
was
go
she
on.
Was,
no. Like, she was fan voted on to this.
Oh, going
was
in.
She?
I think she was.
Okay. And with that, when she came in, first episode, like, comes in, like, I'm the fan voted, whatever. I was like, okay, she's the one to watch. Mm. Literally, I've never been more disappointed by someone who just slid by in the competition. Like, literally, this was one season I watched from beginning to end. Like, every episode, like, I was on it. She really disappointed me, and I was really upset because she is beat.
Yeah.
I like the bigger queens because they beat their face more.
Still haven't gotten a big queen to win.
No.
Not one.
Well, Bob.
Bob's not big.
Bob seems like a big man.
Well, he's tall. Like, he's a big man, but
I thought he was
fat.
Like, oh, he's not fat. Okay, I want a big queen. Like, because
yeah,
I feel like
bitch.
They do so good on their face. Like, Darian was, like, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, she was so pretty. And her as Paula Deen was, like, the makeup was perfect.
Yep.
And I was so disappointed. Like, I felt like she could have pushed so much more. And didn't hit it for me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I don't. And she kind of, like, got weird towards, like, the middle to end of the season where she was kind of getting, like, bitchy. And, like,
yeah. Like, she didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't about that.
No.
You weren't good enough to pull that shit.
So I just feel like, how did she get voted? Like, who did she get voted for? Voted by?
She must have had, like, a big following from wherever she was. You know what I mean? Like, Like right now, like I can think of like two queens that are like famous queens who haven't been on Drag Race. I mean, there are more than that, but two that I can think of right now, like Peaches Christ is like a legendary queen and like she's never been on. But like if Peaches Christ were up for a fan vote, like I would just vote for her because I know who Peaches Christ is. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, okay, like, I see how it is.
And then like Vicky Vox is another one. Like she does like videos, like she does like songs, like remixes with like Willem.
Okay.
They're really fucking funny. Willem and Detox. So she's another one, but go ahead, keep going.
So other than her, that season was Jocelyn Fox as wah, Teresa wah. Giudice.
Which can that, we talk about that for a minute? Is it Giudice or is it Giudice, bitch?
I don't, is it Giudice? Is it?
It goes back and forth. She always changes that shit. I don't know. Bitch is in prison, I think.
I don't trust that bitch. Mm-mm. From a hole in the wall. Mm-mm. I don't know that bitch. She don't mm-mm. represent Jersey for me. Sorry. You ain't shit. Trinity K. Bonet as Nicki Minaj. Can I tell you, I really hated Trinity. Like, I couldn't wait for her to go home.
Really?
Those fucking flippers.
Oh, yeah, those flippers were not good.
Like, I would see her teeth, and I'd be like, that shit is jacked up. And
yeah.
If she put those other teeth on, I'm like, them shits are still jacked up.
Because they would, like, come out of her face.
They would, like, come forward. And yeah. It's like, how are you going to have fake teeth on top of your ugly teeth, and then this shit is still ugly?
Still doesn't look right.
Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really disappointed. Milk? Okay, I kind of liked Milk.
Go
but
ahead.
In this, as Julia Child,
mm-mm,
was,
mm-mm.
But Milk was weird.
Milk was real weird.
Milk was definitely weird. Milk. I kind of fuck with Milk too.
Milk was a pretty boy.
Yeah.
He was pretty as a boy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that, I don't think. There's one queen that I would, oh my God, would have sex with in a heartbeat
yeah,
as a boy.
Yeah, did we cover
no,
it?
No, we haven't gotten there
okay.
yet.
I'm excited for that. Lagondra Stranja, yo, I fucking love this bitch. But I feel like she flopped in the Snatch Game as Rachel Zoe.
Oh,
you remember
no,
that?
Oh, that, yeah.
She didn't know
who
anything.
Rachel Zoe was.
That she was just like, I'm going to do Rachel Zoe. And they're like, do you know who that is? And she's like, no.
She just made it like a standard like California white bitch.
Yeah.
Which is like not
like that's fine,
far
but that's
off from.
It's not terrible, but it's yeah. not her. Like,
no.
She could have done so many other things.
Right. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it.
But I loved her when she came in and
the
she dropped. Yo, I was like, she's going to win.
Lagondra Stranja. And I love the like Adore Delano Lagondra Stranja drama.
Yeah, me too.
It was so good. And I love during the rap challenge that Lagondra thought she was gonna win. Remember?
And,
like
yeah.
Lagondra's like, I love hip hop, bitch. Like I'm from the streets. And like Adore just
oh,
like shows up.
She did
up.
That voice. That
yeah. And Adore.
And they're they were
yes.
friends
yep.
until they were on the show.
Yep.
And then they like had that whole yeah.
Falling out.
Oh,
and then
man.
I guess they're back together. I don't know. They're like,
I heard they like
again.
Tried to reconcile or something, but.
Do you know that Lagondra's drag mother is Alyssa Edwards?
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
Shangela
I
and,
see.
And Lagondra, their drag mother is Alyssa Edwards.
I can see Alyssa Edwards being drag mother to a lot
yeah.
of queens.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a pageant queen. Isn't she a pageant
yeah.
queen?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She makes it work.
Gina Gunn, Kim Kardashian.
Ooh, another one.
That was she
no.
was she was the bottom two eliminated. She that was bad.
Who was she with in the bottom two?
She was with Lagondra.
Yeah. Yeah, Lagondra. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Lagondra won.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next was season 7. My favorite Snatch Game ever of all time, Ginger Minj.
Really?
As Adele.
No,
yes.
You said Bendela. You said Bendela, right?
No, season 7.
No, you said you like Bendela Krems.
That was season 6.
Oh, you're saying in season 7. Okay, because you said
yeah.
all time ever. I'm like, no, bitch, that was Bendela.
No. Bendela was definitely my best ever.
Okay.
Like, she was the best. Season 7, this was the best Snatch Game in total. Like, everybody was good in
they
this
were
one.
Solid, yeah.
Ginger Minj was Adele. That's who I had winning. She won. Kennedy Davenport was Little Richard.
That was
that
pretty
was
funny.
Fucking hilarious.
And the fact that she took that risk to be a dude.
Yes.
But,
ballsy. Like, Little Richard was feminine.
Yes.
So
he was
it,
very feminine.
It worked.
It did.
And that's why I was like, that shit is fucking funny
it
as
was.
Fuck. And the way she was singing, I was like, girl, I can't. It was so funny. Katia was Susie Orman. We talked about this already. That was funny. Pearl as Big Ange had me crying.
So,
bro.
Pearl is the one I would have sex with.
Really?
Oh, Pearl's so
wait,
pretty.
What does she look like without the makeup on? I didn't watch this season. I just watched the Snatch Game.
Oh, my God. Look her up right now.
Okay.
And she has nudes out, so there's that.
Oh, I'm going to. Okay.
That's a after dark situation.
Okay. Uh-huh. I got to see that. Who do you have winning season 7 Snatch Game? Who's your favorite?
I think I liked Pearls the best, to be honest. Adele was good too. I don't know. That was a good one. You're right. That was a hard one.
That was a good one. Because I was between Big Ange and Adele. Those were my two favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Ange was pretty good. But I don't know, man. Those were both really good.
Next one is Bob the Drag Queen season.
Yes.
This is season 8. Bob the Drag Queen was Uza Aduba from Orange is the New Black. Yep. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, not his best work, though.
But not the best. Then there was Derek Berry as Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, he was another one.
Then there's Thorgy Thor as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That had me dying.
She's another one I met. Her and Bob, yeah? They're resident queens at Metropolitan in Brooklyn. That was where they were performers before they went on Drag Race.
Oh, shit, really?
Uh-huh. So they hosted viewing parties during the season at that spot, and I would go. Yes, bitch.
That's amazing.
I know. We'll have to go next season. I'll take you to places.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
And it's Fridays, so it's
right. Perfect. It used to be fucking, like, in the middle of the week. It used to be, like, Wednesday. Before season 9.
Fuck. Fridays, I'm fucking in there so hard.
I'm done. Full drag.
Full fucking drag.
We'll both go.
Okay, then there's Chi-Chi Devane as Eartha Kitt.
I don't remember that one.
Kim Chi as Kim Jong-un's sister.
Kim Chi was low-key maybe one of the greatest makeup artists.
Yeah.
Kim Chi could paint, bitch.
She's bomb.
She could paint.
She's really fucking bomb. I have her on Instagram, and I'm kind, like, low-key obsessed with her.
I feel so bad for Kim Chi, though. Like, she's not out. I still think to this day not out to her parents as a drag queen.
What? I mean, they're probably, like.
Like, she's been on TV, and I don't
think. I don't want to say something not politically correct, but they're probably. They don't speak English?
I don't know. But they fucking don't, like, they don't know that she's a drag queen. Like, they think that she's a makeup artist, but not a drag queen.
How old is she? In her 20s?
Late 20s, early 30s. She's not, you know.
What the fuck? I mean, 19. It's not the culture.
Yeah, right.
So.
Right.
I mean, I could only imagine, like, what the fuck would happen if she was like, yeah, dad, I just drag. They would, like, do some weird, crazy Chinese voodoo on her.
What do you mean, Kim Chi? You're racing cars?
Like, what? Like, what do you do? I don't even want to do an Asian accent because I'll really get in trouble out here in these streets.
We got North Korea up in this bitch right now.
We can't even get. Oh, wait, what the fuck? Okay, Robbie Turner?
Who's that?
Who are these people?
Robbie
Turner. I don't know any of these people.
Nah, I wasn't a fan of
I've never even heard of Robbie Turner or Naomi Smalls or Acid Betty.
I like Naomi Smalls. Acid Betty, I expected so much more of Acid Betty because I knew of Acid Betty before she was on Drag Race. And. She had the looks to live for. And, like, she got on the race. And, yeah, like, she had some looks. But she was just really, like, a sour bitch. And, like, wasn't giving me, like, anything to work with. And I was looking so forward to her to going on the season. And it just fell flat. Fell flat. Sorry, Acid.
I could see that. She was eliminated in this episode.
She was, right?
She did Nancy Grace and she was eliminated.
Yep.
Fucking bitch. Oh, All Stars 2 was on here.
Hey.
Okay, so Alaska was Mae West.
I think we need to watch that, like, literally after this.
Okay, then we'll watch it. We won't even talk about it. Because I want to be surprised.
I want you to watch it.
Well, now I'm not going to be surprised because I know Alaska wins.
But still.
So let's decide who we like best for outfits. Who slays the runway? I don't want to go season by season. I want to do, like, top slays.
Who did I put for this one? I think, honestly, I know I'm going to go back to this again. There are a few, okay? And it depends on what you're talking about. Like, it depends on if it's, like, straight up high fashion. I think that's one thing. Like, I think that's one category. And then there's, like, a whole other category of bitches who slay, like, this very artsy shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So I think when it comes to, like, high fashion, like, Violet Chachki was crazy. Like, so crazy. Raja was so crazy. I think that, oh my god, what was her name? Why can't I remember her name?
What season?
I think it was season oh my god, I can't remember. But, like, then I love, like, Pearl's looks. You know what I mean? I thought those were very different. Like, I didn't think that they were, like, super standard. I thought it was bringing a whole other thing. Like, I think, and, like, Raja, like, I thought they were very, like, editorial beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they knew the fashion industry. Like, they know what was going on the pages of Vogue. But then there was this whole other group of queens who was doing this, like, homage to, like, club kid shit. You know, like, shit that, like, drag started off of, right? Like, so, like, the Sharon Needles, Milk, like, had some really beautiful ones. Alaska, even. Like, I know you don't think so, but, like, I think that her, like, grungy, crazy look was very much inspired from, like, this weird fucking old school place. I'm trying to think of who else in that, like, Sharon Needles. Even what's her name this season, who I really loved her looks. But she was a bitch. What was her name? She kept bitching and pissing and moaning the whole time.
In season 9?
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
I can't think of anybody's name right now. Because I'm trying to think of who my top.
My brain hurts.
My brain literally hurts right now.
She, like, did, like, all the crazy makeup looks. She came in looking like a peach. Remember?
What's her name?
The bitch was a peach when she walked in the door. The
bitch was a peach. She was a peach. What's her name? Hold on. I know. No, you know who I'm thinking of that I really loved her looks? Okay.
You're going to tell me things, and you're going to remind me of Queens, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, duh. Like, I feel like I didn't do any of the research for this.
I'm feeling like I did, but now I don't remember anybody.
But you also haven't seen all the seasons either.
I know, but I watched, like, the highlights.
Yeah. Ooh, one of the best looks ever was All-Star Season 1 Raven, the superhero fucking challenge. Anyway, go ahead. We'll talk about it.
What was she?
She was, like, this dark side of the moon. Like she looked like she could have been a Marvel villain. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
I have to watch. I have Courtney Act, Victoria's Secret Wings.
That was, oh, my God.
That was fucking amazing. I don't even like her. I really didn't fucking like her. Like, was so annoyed that she was, like, she was just too much for me.
When those wings popped out.
I was like, girl.
If you want specific looks. Like, there's one in my mind that, to me, I always come back to.
What? Tell me.
Was Raja in season 2 when she was like an aboriginal, like, African tribeswoman.
Yes. With the makeup.
With, like, the line across her face and, like, the, that, like, crazy little wig. I was just.
Yes. It said That's what everything. I was thinking of, too.
It said everything. It was like, I am so high fashion. I could see that walking down, like, an Alexander McQueen fucking runway.
Mm. I just got chills.
I know. Whenever I think about it, I'm like,
I love that bitch. One. That one had me like, bitch. Yep. There was another one I'm thinking of. Like, top. This was like my top three. Courtney Act. What the fuck?
Courtney's that wing. My jaw dropped when those wings opened.
I was like, excuse me?
And then who did that shit? That fucking, one of those bitches on a later season tried to do the wings and it fell so flat compared to.
Oh, like, yeah? Oh, somebody tried?
Something. I forgot who it was. And then, what's her name? God, I can't think of anyone's names, especially from the new season. She came to the finale in that white shit, that, like, fake Courtney Act bullshit.
Pheromone.
She came. I didn't like that. It was like a Courtney Act ripoff.
I really wish I would have seen all of season 9, because I would have been rooting for Pheromone.
Would you?
I loved her.
I love, like, her name.
Low-key.
I thought her name was
me
great.
Me too. Pheromone. I was like, damn.
You did it,
like,
pheromones?
Yeah. I hear you.
Like, I get the joke.
I get it. And I loved her. I follow her on Instagram, too. Like, I was like, this bitch is fucking fish.
Yeah.
Super fish. And I kind of like that. I either like the super fish, like, mega.
Glamazon.
Glam. Or I like the weirdness.
Yes, me too. I don't like the pageant girls for the most part.
I don't like the pageant girls either because I didn't really like Alyssa Edwards as Alyssa Edwards. Right. I kind of liked just, like, some things.
Her weirdness. Like, she was weird, but she knows she was fucking weird.
She was fucking odd.
She didn't embrace it, you know?
And I liked, I don't like the messy ones, though.
I know.
Like, in the competition, I really didn't like Adore Delano. Like, I fucking hated her. And then I heard her on RuPaul's podcast. Yeah. Bro.
I love Adore.
That was the best podcast I listened to. I was like, I literally love Adore now.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good. And
she can
sing. I don't like the messy ones in the competition.
Right.
But the two that I love are the glam. The super glam and then the super, like, artisty, like, editorial, like, super, like, the Sasha Velour and even I really fucked with Milk.
I know. I did too. I love that one look.
But
that,
it was, he did too many boy looks.
Yes, but that one he did of like, it was very like ethereal, like it looked like it came out of like Midsummer Night's Dream shit. Where yes. he like had that like, the beard. Like
yes, the beard.
And they ripped him for that shit?
Yeah.
I love
it was,
that.
It was too much.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I thought it was a smidge too much with the beard.
This is my problem. And this is what annoys me a little bit about RuPaul's Drag Race. Is that drag and club kids were so intertwined back in the day, and I think that in a lot of ways still are, and I get it, you don't want to go like full boy whatever, but she didn't walk out like she did with the RuPaul challenge when she walked out in a suit, you know what I mean? Like
that was,
it was an art piece with the beard. Yes, like I was fine with that. Bitch is getting burpy over here.
No, like, I hear you on that. You know who else am I thinking of that did, like, some weird shit? Oh, Sharon Needles.
Everything she did was weird.
Sharon Needles did the weirdest shit, but I fucking loved it. When she had the blood coming out of her mouth. That was her, right?
Yes.
Oh, I was like.
The zombie look?
Yes. That's why she won. That's why she fucking won, because she started it out of the gate with that shit.
But she would also come, like, she always, like, had this, like, character when she walked down, like, the runway. Like, when she had, like, the executive realness look, went, like, at the end, and she was, like, doing, like, her little thing, like, with the little jacket and the blonde hair. And then when she, like, dressed up as Lindsay Lohan, she put, like, the little, like, ankle bracelet on. Like, she That's always
fucking great.
Came up with this full-blown, like, thought.
I like that, though. Better than, like, them just coming out and, like, doing the walk. And, like Bianca Del Rio's walks were weak. Weak. And I can't believe she won. She won that season.
She was so smart. She was so smart.
She was. And, like, she had the best reads. I have to say, like, nobody reads a bitch like Bianca. But
I love Bianca. But her looks,
but her looks are lacking. What the fuck is that makeup?
She's old school. She's old school.
Like, I don't like. Can she change up that eye thing that she does with the white? The white?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And the lashes are like here. It's weird, man. I don't.
You know, she professionally used to design costumes for, like, Broadway and shit.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Because she can really sew. Oh, like, a bitch can sew.
Which is why you should be turning all these fucking looks.
Exactly. And you turning out the same shape. Like, put something short.
Yeah, no. But
she's short. She's a short person.
Right. She didn't like the glam. I don't think she could pull it off.
Who do you think... Do you have any idea of who would be on the next season? Like, do you have any prospects for season 10?
Like I said, I've been waiting for Peaches Christ to be on it. But I don't think she's going to be on it at this point. Like, she's been around forever. And I don't think she's going to be on. And to be honest, I haven't done, like, any real research. I mean, we know What's-Her-Name's going to be on, who had her leg all busted up, and they kicked her off because her leg was fucked up. Oh, you might not have watched that early on in the season.
What? Is it season
9?
9?
She came back at the end, and she had the elephant on. It was, like, the elephant costume.
On the finale?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I don't remember.
I forget her name. I know. I only know, like, my old school, like, queens that I love. I can't remember what season 9. But no, I don't really know. I don't know. There are some girls that, like, I would love to see. The other thing that I'm a little bit annoyed about too, and I get it, right? I get what Rue is saying, because someone asked him recently, like, can women be on Drag Race? And he basically said no, which it makes me feel a bunch of different feelings, right? Like, I think that part of drag is, like, it is a social commentary. But let's not take it too seriously either.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody should be included. Like, why are we excluding people, right? And I know of female drag queens, like, in the bar scene, and they're so fucking slayed. Like, they're so cool. I just don't know how I feel about that. Like,
I feel like that's so confusing, though.
It's controversial.
It's controversial, and it's like, you can't, in my opinion, you can't be a woman and do drag, like, literal drag. You know what I'm saying? Because drag is a man trying to be a woman. Like, we had...
Well, it's,
oh my
female
God.
Impersonation.
That's stupid.
The English language is...
stupid. So, at Sephora last Halloween, we had, like, different days we had to do different makeup. And one day was drag. And this is when I knew nothing.
They assigned you for this shit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
like, we had
weird.
Different days. Like, one day we had to be, like, animals. We had to be fairies.
Really?
We had different shit every day.
I never had that.
It's a big thing now in Sephora.
No, I know. I did some stuff, but they didn't assign us shit.
Yeah, they assigned us, like, different days were different things. So then one day we had drag, and I knew nothing about drag. Like, I literally did some research on YouTube and was like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I'm not going to glue my eyebrows down. And so I ended up makeup, just like doing like the most extra makeup, like, right. I could do, like you saw me,
yeah,
like that. It's just, except just like hard contour, right. Like super light under my eyes. Like I did not tape or glue down my eyebrows. I was not doing that. But it's like, it's hard to be a woman pretending to be a man pretending to be a woman. It's, yeah, like, it's too much.
It's dragception.
It's super dragception. And it's, I don't know if I could get on board with women doing drag, you know, like in RuPaul's Drag Race. At least.
I know. I'm very conflicted about it. I really am, because it, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't even, this is a whole nother story for a whole nother day. Cause I could get real into this, and this will lead to like feminism and like all that shit. And I don't know. It's a lot.
I hear where you're coming from.
You
too.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Like, especially the gay community who has been so like oppressed for so many years, right? I think it's like, who the fuck are you to tell people that they can and can't do shit? You know what I mean?
It's because,
like,
it's their thing.
It's our thing.
It's your thing, you know? Like, it would be fucked up. I mean, I think to be like even weirder, it would be better if like straight guys did drag.
There are some.
Like, I wish there was like a drag race competition where like straight guys were like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this shit up. I'm gonna fucking put on this dress and tape my dick down. Like, if that would be fucking funny.
That's why I like the makeover challenges that
those are some of my favorites.
Mine too. They're so fun.
Did you know one of the guys from season 6 actually became a drag queen after that?
Yes. It was,
but were they straight in that season?
He wasn't.
He was gay.
It was the gay.
It was the army. Yeah.
It was Nebraska.
Nebraska and Alaska. Yeah. Yes. He was fucking cute,
too. Do you know that Nebraska dates Derek Barry?
Shut up.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Damn, he had his eyes open. He was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking do this drag race. Yep. I'm going to get me a man.
Maybe Nebraska will be on fucking Drag Race.
That would be amazing.
Because she was pretty, Nebraska.
She was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
She's a thunderfuck.
What's a thunderfuck?
Nebraska thunderfuck.
Oh, was that her last
Alaska
name?
Thunderfuck.
Alaska,
yeah.
Thunderfuck, yes.
You passed down the last name.
How the fuck they going to have last names?
Why they got to do that?
Why they got to have last? I guess my last name is Butter.
Butter. But if you go back, so this is a little gay history lessons.
I love
John
gay history.
Myhall.
Thank you.
So back in the day, and you're going to watch this movie, Paris is Burning. Write it down.
Oh, yes. You told me about this. I meant to watch it before.
So what they used to do is they used to compete. In these pageants, like they weren't called pageants. What the fuck were they called? God, I can't remember, and that's so bad. But they would go and they would have these competitions and they would have categories. That's why RuPaul is always like category is.
Yes.
And that's like from back in the day when they used to do these things. And they would have houses. So like you would have to
like
go.
A drag house?
A drag house, yeah. Like kind of like a house of fashion, like, you know, mm-hmm. the fashion house, blah, blah, blah. So they would have drag houses and like, you would come in as like a little gay kid and like basically like rush a frat, essentially, but like rush a drag house, and they would compete against each other.
So is that what the history
of drag
races?
And that's where the last name comes from.
Okay.
So like the mother of the house would be Shea Butter, and then you would have all your girls, and when you would take one on, you would give them a name.
Peanut Butter.
And you would give them their peanut butter, exactly.
I want a little one named Peanut Butter. Can someone come let me be their drag mother?
Penis Butter.
You didn't drop down your last name to me.
No, because I don't, listen.
You can't.
I can't. Telling me more doesn't work with anyone else.
Let's fuck up.
I'm sorry. I got to yell because my drag mother didn't give me her last name.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
If anybody wants me to be your drag mother, I'll literally cry first and then you'll be Peanut Butter.
Penis Butter.
Penis Butter. Dick Butter. You want to be Dick Butter? Or Vagina Butter? You're going to be something butter because I'm Shea Butter. I need a cocoa butter, actually.
Ooh, cocoa butter.
If someone blacker than me wants to be one of my minions, you're going to be either cocoa butter, dick butter, penis butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
What other butter things could there be?
Hold on. Truffle butter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I need someone to be truffle butter.
That's a good one. Truffle butter. What if you just named a bitch Marmalade? Not Marmalade. What's the other? Margarine. The fucking
margarine.
Butter replacement.
Margarine. Margarine?
Is it margarine?
Butter?
What's the butter?
Oh, yes, yes,
the
yes.
The fucking
yes,
butter,
yes.
The fake butter shit. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I can't believe it's not butter, but.
That could be what
I
too.
Need someone named, I can't believe it's not, and then your last
you
name
You just
got
to make it real fast. It's just got to be like,
I can't believe it's not.
It's
got to, oh, I can't believe.
I can't believe.
I can't believe.
And then the
butter.
Middle name could be not.
Not
I can't believe.
Butter.
And
can't
the not butter.
Not butter. Like, what the fuck is your name?
Second, please. Not butter. There is someone out there in the universe right now listening to this who doesn't know it yet, but their name is going to be I Can't Police.
And you better fucking embrace that shit. You're going to look snatched as fuck.
We'll paint you for the gods.
Paint you to the gods.
Heaven and hell.
Tuck it down. Tuck it in.
Tuck it tight. I can't. I've never done it. Don't think I could. Don't think I want to.
What? Really? You've never done it?
No, never talked, bro.
Me neither. No. It seems painful.
It looks like it would be.
Like, do they put a speedo? I've never seen the process. Do they put a speedo on and then, like, tape that down? Or they literally tape their dick down to their asshole?
You don't know what the whole... Oh, my God.
I don't know what the... Is there a video? I don't know if I should watch it.
I don't think there is. But... So, effectively, there's a video of Willem explaining
how to tuck.
How to tuck. So, you take, like, the balls.
All right. What do you do with those?
You, like, put them, like, kind of, like, above the dick, effectively. And then you, like, pull your penis back.
Sounds like a lot of twisting.
It's a lot of twisting. And then I think then you put fucking duct tape on it.
Why duct tape? I don't know. Are they, like, waxed? Or are they, like, shaved?
I would be.
Because getting that tape on your hairs.
Yeah.
I can't
move. I'm not okay with that.
I'm, like, I'm literally paralyzed right now. I can't move.
I'm paralyzed.
Like, I can't even imagine.
The fucking waxing bitches have nothing on duct tape.
No. Duct tape? Oof. Wax? Okay. Wax fucking hurts. Duct tape seems like torture.
I feel like it would hurt, like the chemicals on it. I don't know. It feels like a whole.
And how long do they have to have it on for? These people who do it, like, I went to a drag show. Oh, that's how this all started. So I went to, my friends took me to Lucky Chang's.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, don't tell, say Lips.
I've never been to Lips either, though. No?
No, because it's a bunch of fucking street people making, like, a buffoonery of, like, what drag is.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, Lucky Chang's was, like, my introduction into drag. And then I watched Drag Race, and then it was, like, now I'm, like, full drag. But that, it's a lot of Asian drag queens. Mm. That's Chang's. I'm not being racist. That's it what just, it is. Yeah. Everybody's Asian. And then there's this one, like, head drag queen who was absolutely stunning.
The Empress.
The Empress. And she would, like, call people up and, like, read them and stuff. They did a weak read for me, and I was a bride. It was, like, really weak. I was like, you guys would never be on Drag Race. But, like, I got a lap dance from one of the drag queens, and she literally had her legs, like, spread over my face.
And
I wasn't looking. I was like, I don't want to look down and see a dick right now.
Right.
So I was, like, I was literally like this. Like, my eyes were like, okay. But, like, I literally didn't feel it. I didn't what would look like a dick. I didn't see it.
Because it's just all the way up there.
It's they must literally, like, tuck it into their asshole.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a lot of maneuvering, I think.
Oh!
The other thing about that, too, is I pee every 45 minutes on the 45 minutes. Like, literally, I constantly am peeing because I'm always drinking water. So, like, your penis is now, like, in this contraption.
Yeah, what do you have to pee? What do you
do? I don't
know. Do they have, like, a catheter or something?
I don't know.
Imagine.
I don't know. I want to know. We need to get a drag queen who has tucked up in here.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Trinity the Tuck Taylor. Call
if
us.
If we could, I'm going to try to get one.
We should. I have a bunch of drag friends. I have a bunch of friends who do drag. And we can ask them.
Can we
them
get
about.
Them in full? I want them in full drag, though.
Yeah.
Like
we should.
Here.
We'll all do full drag.
Well, it's laundry day for me. I don't know if I have clothes for full drag.
It is laundry day.
It's laundry day. And literally, we're doing laundry right now.
I can hear the
water.
Can
you hear it?
Yeah, I can.
But no, seriously, this was amazing.
I'm
really
this.
Obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with you. I'm so glad you came and, like, did this with me. So
am I up for elimination? I'm sorry, my dear.
Lip sync for your life.
The time has come to impress me and save yourself
from elimination. Don't fuck it up.
Good luck and don't fuck it up. I used to just run around the house screaming that. Like, constantly.
That's my, like, tagline now.
That and the other thing that RuPaul says all the time that I love is, you could call me he, you could call me she, as long as you call me baby.
Oh!
And that's damn true.
Ouch!
Ouch.
Yes, bitch.
We haven't thought about it yet.
Okay, we don't know what it's called. But it's the
that would have been good.
It's the John and Lila drag show. For now.
Yeah.
And we're going to recap every episode of the next season of Drag Race. We're going to talk shit about everybody and everything because James has been fired.
All things makeup.
All things makeup. Beauty. All things drag. All things beauty. All things dicks.
Everything. Did you say dicks?
Yeah. Can we
all
do that?
Dick. Can we talk about dicks?
I've never talked about dicks on the podcast.
How would James feel about us talking about
dicks?
Dicks.
I mean, I was gonna say something really fucked up, and then I don't know. He's gonna listen to this. He's
literally
gonna be like,
in like minutes.
I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say, but we're talking about dicks,
and they're all gay dicks, so it's fine.
They could be gay dicks. They could be straight dicks. That's I don't know. We're gonna talk about dicks though.
They're far off dicks.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're past dicks. There's no future dicks in my realm.
For you, there are a lot of future dicks.
For you, there's future dicks. So we're gonna talk about my past dicks, your future dicks.
And my current dick?
Do you have current dick?
Just my dick.
Oh. Well, that's not exciting. We want to talk about your current dick situation.
That's true. Well, I mean, there really is.
When one comes about.
Yeah, we'll tell you some good stories. I told Lila a good story today. And we'll save it for another time.
Get into it. Get into this. Follow us on Instagram. What's your you want to tell people your Instagram
is?
Yeah,
my Instagram. Come follow me, boo. It's at JM27, but it's JAYEMM27. Come see me. My life is a series of luxurious disasters.
Yes. Yes, bitch. And he comments on all my pictures. So if you have trouble finding him,
come see me.
Come look at my pictures, and he likes all of them.
I'm not that exciting on Instagram, but like, just come hang out with me.
But yeah, that's it. That's everything.
Bye.
Bye.